Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning. Did Michael look after you okay last week, was he? Did he behave himself? Okay, that's good. Yeah, I went to visit a parishioner who decided not to be there. I can't think who that would have been. I was taking a funeral last week and I popped into Anne and Jeff's place on the way back. Of course, they were here. So I didn't see. That's my fault. But it's good to be with you today. And if you're joining us on the internet as well, good to be with you. Not too much in the way of news, I don't think. You've got your sheet on the way in, no doubt. Ride and stride this weekend. Our Deb's in the office is doing ride and stride. So if you want to sponsor on that, just send her an email in the office. And of course, not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday is our week of invitation. We're calling it Invitation Sunday, but it's Invitation Wednesday for us, isn't it? So not this week, but next week I must invite, went to see a parishioner the other day, I must invite her along. Your friend, of course. But again, take some of those, and if you know someone who hasn't been in church for a while, invite them to come and join us, because you're a nice bunch, really, aren't you? Sure they're finding it welcoming, and we'll make sure that Wednesday is particularly welcoming. Other than that, I think that's all the news I've got. Probably just worth mentioning the two funerals that we've got coming up. I'll see if I can get the details correct here, but Anne and Sandra will correct me if not. We have Pam on the 21st at 10:30, I want to say. 10:30. Service will be in here. And then Pat's service on the Pat J, so that's Pam Facer, and then Pat J's service will be on the 17th, 3:30, I think it is, and that will be at the Oaks. But we'll be coming back here for coffee and cake and whatever afterwards. And then there will be a memorial service for Pat later in the year. So do put those in your diary if you are hoping to attend those. Other than that, let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin in earnest. As we come before our God. Pray our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. We pause for a moment as we reflect on our lives and come before a God who is keen to forgive us. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I shall remain standing on your behalf, and you can remain seated as we worship using the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. So we come before our God to say our own prayer of thanks before I pray the collect of the week. A moment of silence for you to say thank you to God. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now Anne's going to read the first part of Psalm 51 for us.
The first reading is Psalm 51, verses 1 to 9. For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So as a church, we're going back into the Gospel of Matthew. So our Gospel is from Matthew, chapter 15, starting at verse 29. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me for 3 days and have had nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. His disciples answered, Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied, and a few small fish. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground, and then he took the seven loaves and the fish. And when he'd given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up seven baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magdalene. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, so Father, as we come before you and reflect on this miracle of feeding the 4,000, may our hearts and minds be open to hear what you might be saying to us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I always get confused between the 4,000 and the 5,000. I did assume for many years that they were just one and the same story, you know, and it's just someone who got the figures wrong. But actually, you may or may already know this, but the feeding of the 5,000 probably happened to the west of Galilee, to the northwest near Capernaum, which was basically in the parish. It was Jewish territory. It was the home of God's people. Whereas the feeding of the 4,000 probably happened to the east in the Golan Heights area, remote territory, territory which would have been dangerous for anyone declaring the God of Israel necessarily. Territory where people would have been not worshippers of the God of Israel. And so we see Jesus in this passage. First of all, in chapter 14, we see him speaking to the people of Israel and feeding them. And then now we see him turning around to those who don't know God, those who worship Apollo and Zeus and the like, and feeding them. And I said, as I read this, you know, this comes at a great time for us as a parish, doesn't it? As we begin to turn towards the outside world and those who perhaps don't know God. It's funny how God uses times like this to bring a message to us. And I really think it's a message for us about, we spent a lot of time over the last 3 years, and COVID has extended that, looking at how we are, and now we're turning to those in the Golan Heights, as it were, those who don't yet know Jesus. And so it's a great message for us. And the reason the psalm was chosen was, as I read it, I felt God's compassion for those crying out to him over the last 18 months. You know, have mercy on me, O Lord. I've messed up. You know, that was a great introduction with hearing about David, you know, messing up and then crying out to God. But I think there are many people out there crying out, have mercy on me, O Lord, right now. They may not actually know the words that they have. They certainly won't have the poetic words from the Psalms. But, you know, as I sit with people, I hear them. And, you know, as I sat with someone only the other day, chatting with them for a little while, you can hear in their cries that they want to figure out what this is all about. Why has this all happened? What's going on? And so that's the reason that we're doing things like changing our service times, that we're doing things like having an invitation week, invitation Sunday, invitation Wednesday. And I think it's all come at the right place for us. And all we have to do is be, I guess, just honor God and just do our part. Because actually, if you look at what happened with the feeding of the 4,000, these disciples came to Jesus and said, are we going to feed 4,000 people? And yet we all know just two chapters before, they'd already seen Jesus feed 5,000. So we can't go to God, can we, and go, are we going to reach out to all these people? We've just got to do our bit and trust in the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment. I'm not going to pray now. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment and allow the Spirit to speak to you about who you might be praying for and reaching out to. And then we'll say our creed together. So just spend a moment asking God, who is it that you might ask me to befriend, to reach out to make contact with again after all these years? So we turn to our creed and we dedicate our lives to God in our belief in this. As we say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Now, as we come to our prayers, our intercessions, you may not be aware, but today is the diocese have called us all to prayer in as we seek to know the way forward for the diocese, and not just the parish, but for the diocese. And the mission of Live, Pray, Serve, which is what our diocese has, what we have in our diocese, is how I will structure our prayers. And I will leave some space as well as you pray yourself for wisdom for our future bishop, for wisdom for the team down there, and for our wisdom as a parish about how we fit in with that Live, Pray, Serve mission. So let's pray. So, Lord, we come to you as a parish, as a deanery, and as a diocese. Might our prayers for the way forward be in line with your will. And we lift to you our future bishop, probably already selected, but not announced. We pray for that person, Lord, that they will have a heart for your spirit. They will have a heart for your people. That they will have wisdom of Solomon. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we live with one another, Lord, we pray for unity of your Christian people around the world. We pray as we live alongside each other with our differences that we will still be able to love one another. We pray for those differences in Afghanistan and the people there. That they will better live in peace with one another. That the human rights of all will be respected. And as we live together in this country, Lord, with different ideas of what it is to work with you and honour you, may your spirit flood our nation. That we will be unified under the banner of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We confess to you our lack of dedication to prayer. And we ask that you might inspire us to pray more often. Whether that is just out loud as we walk quietly, whether that is in liturgical text, or simply sitting in our homes, won't we pray in your will? We pray for those, again, around our world who are dedicated to seeking your will. That you will raise up prophets, and that you will guide us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we seek to serve Bedhampton, Lord, would you inspire us? Would you give us wisdom where you would have us serve? As our diocese seeks to serve Hampshire, would you guide the team and where to place those resources? As our archbishops seek to serve your communion around the world, would you give them wisdom? And as others serve in mission, through charities, through simply delivering a meal to the neighbour, would you let them know that they are loved by you and you are pleased? Guide us in our mission of service here in Bedhampton, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we do cry out to you for our diocese, Lord, and the changes that are afoot, that they would be inspired by you and not by man. We lift to you all the team working on that, both in the central diocese and in the deaneries, and those of us in the parishes, praying for your wisdom, praying for your love to be spread, praying for insight in us beyond our human understanding. Lead us, we pray. And we lift ourselves to you in our individual lives as we live and pray and serve with you. Might we know we are loved. Might we know you are close. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you're going about your day, do send up some of those arrow prayers for the diocese. God hears them all, doesn't he? So. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Oh.
The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. Lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross, and he put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. So friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. The blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. Lord God, the source of truth and love, keep us faithful to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, united in prayer and the breaking of bread, and one in joy and simplicity of heart, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I hope you're able to join us for a cup of tea or coffee afterwards. But as we go, a blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.